This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. Pasuk in Parshas Ekev says, Vayancha, and Hashem subjected you to hardships in the Midbar. Vayarivecha, and you were hungry. Vayachilcha es hamon asher lo yodato v'lo yodu in avisecha, and he gave you mun to eat, which neither you nor your ancestors had ever known. L'man oidiyacha, in order to teach you, that a human being does not live on bread alone. Rather, one may live on anything that Hashem decrees that should keep you alive. And the simple pshat in the pasuk is that in the Midbar, they did not have regular food, like bread. But since Hashem decreed that they would be able to survive on man, so it was. The Vilna Gaon in Parshas Bereishis has a different explanation of this pasuk. We know the Mishnah in Maseches Avos says, "Be'asora ma'amores nivra ha'olam." With 10 utterances, the world was created, which means that Hashem said the expression of Vayomer 10 times, and with each utterance of Vayomer, something was created. For example, Vayomer lekim yehi ar, light was created. Vayomer lekim yehi rakia, the rakia was created. Vayomer lekim yehi ma'oros, the sun and the moon were created. The question is that one of the Vayomers in the count of 10 is Vayomer Elohim, Hine Nosati Lochem es kol Esev Zarea Zera, Ves kol Puriates, Lochem Yiel Ochlo. I'm giving you grasses and fruit to eat. What was the creation in that Vayomer? The grass and the fruit were already created before. What was the new creation with this Vayomer to be counted as one of the 10 Mamoros which the world was created with? Answers the Gaon. Of course, the actual fruit and grass were created earlier. But just because someone eats fruit and grass, who said that will satisfy a person's hunger? Who said it will give him nutrients for a person to live? That was only so after Hashem said, Vayomer hine nosati lochem kol esev la'ochlo. After it was created, there was a special new creation that this food that was already created before will satiate. Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal adds, that is why this pasuk ends with the words Vayihi Chein, because this was a new creation. And after Hashem said that food would satiate, Vayihi Chein. And so it was from that day and on that food makes a person strong and satisfied. The Gemara in Tainis Daf Chof Hei relates that Rav Chanina ben Doisa saw that his daughter was very sad on Friday night. And he said to her, "My daughter, why are you so sad?" And she answered, "That I confused the vessel of vinegar for a vessel of oil. And I lit the Shabbos candles with vinegar, and soon it will go out, and we will all be sitting in the dark." Rav Chanina famously answered his daughter, "Mi sha'omar l'shemen v'yidloik, hu yoymar l'choymetz v'yidloik." The same Hashem who said that the oil should burn will say to the vinegar that it too should burn. In other words, the fact that oil burns is also a nes. It's just that we're used to it, because it's teva. Teva is also a nes. So the same Hashem who made the nest for the oil to burn can make a nest that the vinegar should also burn. So too in our pasuk, we are just used to the fact that one who eats becomes full. But in essence, this was a special creation that was created with the words, Vayomer Elohim hine nosati kol yerek esev la'ochlo. And with this, the Vilna Gaon translates our pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Ki loy al alechem levado yichye ha'odom. A person cannot exist on the creation of bread alone, because bread won't satiate. Ki al kol moitzo pi Hashem yichye ha'odom. Rather, only because of the utterance of Hashem, the moitzi pi Hashem of Vayomer Elohim hine nosati kol yerek esev la'ochlo. Yichye ha'odom, that's what makes man exist. That's what makes food satiate and fill a person. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the pasuk says, Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh oiso. Eretz Yisrael is a land that Hashem always seeks out. Tomid Eine Hashem Elikecho Bo. Hashem's eyes are always on it. Mereshis Hashana Ad Achrishana. From the beginning of the year until the end of the year. And there is a glaring difference between the beginning of the year in the Pasuk and the end of the year in the Pasuk. When the Pasuk speaks of the beginning of the year, it says Mereshis Hashana, from the beginning of the year. However, when the Pasuk speaks of the end of the year, it says Ad Achrishana, without a hay, until the end of a year. Says the Satmar Rebbe, Parshas Ekev is always read at the end of the summer, a time when Elul is approaching a time when it is a wake-up call that this is a time to examine our ways and the time to do tshuva is approaching. Every year during Elul and during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, people get excited about the opportunity to change their ways and do tshuva during this time of year. A person proudly convinces himself that this year he's going to learn more Torah, he's going to work on his midos, he's going to work on his Bein Adam LaMakom and his Bein Adam LaChaveroi. This will be the year. Unfortunately, the sad reality is that as the year goes on, the Yetzer Hara gets a hold of people, and many, many of the New Year resolutions do not become fulfilled. And when this person looks back at the year, he sees that it was just another year that went by. The Satmar Rebbe says that this pasuk is hinting to this phenomenon when it refers to the beginning of the year as Reishis Hashanah. Because in the beginning of the year, he thinks that this year will be Hashanah, the year that I'll be different. While at the end of the year, he sees that this year that he had so much hope for turned out to be Achris Shana. At the Achris, it was just another Shana, just another year that went by. However, the Rebbe ends with words of hope about the final Geula and when it will come. In Kedusha of Musaf, Nusach Svart says, Hein go'alti eschem Achris Kureishis. Says the Rebbe, Hein go'alti eschem. Hashem says that I will redeem you. When? Achris Kureishis. When the end of the year will be like the beginning of the year. When at the end of the year, you will be able to say, Hashana, this was the year. All my resolutions were fulfilled. And just like I aspired that in the beginning of the year, this should be Reishis Hashana, this should be the year. And the Achris, it was also Hashana. And that is when the Gula will come, when the Achris will be Kureishis.